So today, I like to speak about honey. Because honey has this ability to bring back the scars we have in our bodies into nothing. Like into skin again, and has the ability to heal. Like I think we have experienced when we have this something in our throat. Very typical to eat, to drink water with honey, and so it has this soothing ability. No? It's like putting an ice cream on. So I feel like speaking about this ability, speaking about that which happens because of the honey, and in which way somehow we need, or the way becomes much sweeter if we have a jar of honey with us next to our meditating cushion. So there is this story about Hanuman, this monkey god, which at the beginning, like coming from the west, you look this and like someone was a little tururu, like when starting to paint such a god, like. But slowly, slowly, as you spend time in India, you get to start to have a sense of this crazy idea of having a monkey god, you know. And slowly, slowly, it starts to really like, you know, it starts finding a place in your heart. And you find yourself like entering temple and touching feet of Hanuman, you know, somehow, you know. From this crazy idea into like really like somewhere bowing down to this amazing heart, you know, of Hanuman. So there is this story that, of course, Hanuman did one of his great things to save Ram and Sita, like, and he was given this amazing kind of necklace of or mala of pearls, and pearls like represent this. Like the most beautiful thing, no? So he was given that, and everyone was, wow, like they gave this amazing necklace of pearls. What an amazing gift he received, no? But what Hanuman did was pick the necklace in his hands and like took like one pearl and throw away, and other pearl, throw away, other pearl, throw away, and like this till he was left with no pearl, no? And everyone was saying like, is he crazy? Like, why is he throwing these precious stones like this, no? So they asked him like, why did you do that? And he said like, because I'm able to see within the pearl, and there is no Ram inside. No? There is no aliveness, there is no God inside this gift, inside this pearl. So, why shall I have something which has no my beloved inbuilt, you know? And then I think we all know this image of Hanuman, like inside, like his chest has like this Ram and Sita printed in within his heart. So that is the honey, this inbuilt or printed Ram within heart is what I'm saying in other words, like honey, just because I love honey, because I love bees, so what to do? Sometimes we come into this meditation ground convinced that whatever my job is, it needs to be hard, no? It needs to be something that is kind of, that I feel uneasy, no? That I have to push, no? That I have to push myself to some edge, no? In order to grow, I have to put myself in an uncomfortable situation, no? Like many times we understand this is the way how change happens, like this is the way like to grow, no? By stick kind of. So we find our own sticks so that we keep growing, no? But I haven't seen so far anyone able to actually be transformed by being kicked by sticks, no? By pushing herself or himself into an edge. And mostly I feel that, okay, some people have more strength, like will manage longer to push themselves, and some people will give up sooner to push themselves. Like, but in any case, like both have to cease. This pushing needs to stop somehow. Sometime. So for some will be longer, we will be more strong, like more fit, so we will manage to push longer and feel the strength of our own power. And some will get bored, you know, sooner. We'll realize sooner that actually I'm not getting anywhere by pushing, I'm only sweating, you know. But somehow, this push, like it needs to turn into something else. Like, and this something else, we can call it like love for the practice, or we can call it like celebration. Or we can call it like finding juiciness within. Finding this aliveness or this ticklish within that makes practice fun, you know? Like it stops being like friction, like an engine without oil makes. So it's very like, it's not like I can manage to listen to that, but it's not something it's not happy news, no, to have to be listening to like for 45 minutes. But like this ability to find this oil within, like something that makes the movement smooth. And basically that makes this adventure of looking within like happy news, you know? Like maybe you are more, you have more strength than I have, like probably, because I would give up very quickly. But what I know is that it's actually not sustainable to just push, push, push. Like muscles get tired, you know, really, really quick, actually. And there is a long run, we could say, no? So this, the turning eyes within and finding this juiciness, like makes like another world of possibilities in which I'm happy to just be. And I'm happy to spend time in this realm and see what happens. But to find this juiciness is not enough in just like being waiting around, like with your cigarette, kind of. Like you can be with your cigarette if you like, but it's not enough just waiting around, like for the rain to come, let's say. But this like longing or this inner questioning, this fire, we can say, or just the common sense, I would say, that tells us that it cannot be, you know, it cannot be everything that which we had been told, you know. That which they told us in school, or that which we have been learning through books, through DVDs, through school, through parents, to everyone. If we listen, like just little in touch with ourselves, somewhere we know this cannot be everything. Like, it seems weird, but this to me is actually common sense. You know, anyone who has human and is like some eyes to see would figure out this, no? It just cannot be, you know. There is some hidden answer somewhere. Otherwise, like, how this can keep on going this way, you know? So this questioning and this love for the questioning itself is actually like the little flame that keeps giving light through day and night, and to which we can come back again and again, like is there. It's like this temple where whatever time you go, day, night, there is this lamp, no? So to meet this lamb and to be in touch with this lamb is like somehow we can say is an art, because it requires all our creativity and it requires like to really like have like some be in touch with something that is able to discriminate like what is, you know, what is fake, you know, what is authentic, you know, what is copying and what is genuine. And this usually is not a one-time thing, you know. Usually it's not like, ah, I found my genuineness, next page. No, no. Like, now I found my genuineness, like, now, in this situation, like, in this within space, I found this light. And next moment, like the same effort or the same tuning into that will need to be there. And next moment also. And next moment also. So to get to love, the dance itself, to me, like, is a key, like an essential key. Because if we don't love this dance, we will not keep dancing. So to get to love this just constantly like arranging, like sweeping back, like more left, more right. More left, more right. And two things. One is like, there is actually no way to get it wrong. If this intention is there, if true intention is there, is no way to get it wrong. You will go like this dance, like little bit more moving or a little bit less, but there is no way to get wrong. And I said two things, so I must found the second one because I forgot on the way. Yeah. So there is no way to get lost. In that sense, it's a very, very wide space. And the second is that actually, like one drawing of it would be like if we can imagine like the whole universe and this one like tiny dot, you know, in the whole universe, you know, tiny, tiny, you know. And with this needle, we actually touch this tiny dot in the whole universe. Like, this is how precise it is also. If you can feel like both at the same time, no way to get it wrong, and yet it's extremely precise. Is this movement and not any other movement? So the joy of finding this ram within, is one of the best news can happen to us. Because then basically, like, if we find this Ram within, whatever, no? Like, God within, Brahman, Christ, nothingness, any. Finding this, if we do find this, then we have a free ride. We have a free ticket to a very fun, like, these loops that they go, like, in this, how you say, amusement park. So you have a free ticket for one of these super fun loops that, you know, that we see. A free, like, healing ride, transformative ride. So sometimes, to allow this ticklish feeling within can be a door towards this meeting, in which somehow we find ourselves, like, that we are not alone. And in this juicy place, like, finding ourselves being met, we can say, like, in there we can experience love. And like, even though this love, this meeting love within, is not the last word, it is a great way. It is a great place to rest in, you know. And because of the love there, somehow minutes and hours and days pass, and we find ourselves still resting there. And because this giving ourselves to that, we may find ourselves sleeping somewhere else, and that is precious. For that, you know, any discomfort is nothing. So, if there is any question or anything,
isn't there an aspect of to gain this, one must give up totally, and then it just comes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good question, like, because like I'm pointing to a place which is like we are there, you know. What I'm pointing is our, like, still what we can do so that we are left to a place from where we may sleep somewhere else, you know. From this other place, this what you say, it may happen. Okay, yes. But I'm speaking now about, like, also about this, but also about this, like, very specific, genuine effort. Or in other words, this need to bring our hearts into the practice would be another way to say what I had said in what, half an hour? We could say in 1 minute, like just bringing our heart into the practice. You know? What are we doing? Like if Hanuman, if you can imagine Hanuman. What I feel Hanuman would be like, now we are all here happy lying down, no? And then imagine like we are pearls, no? And he would come and check if this aliveness is within or not. And if it is not, then what are we doing here? So I'm pointing to this intention within and giving ourselves totally to the practice, no? In touch with this vibration. And that will take us to somewhere else. And from this somewhere else, something else may happen. But this our being there with the practice is essential. It's not only waiting around. This is like, yeah. So it's true what you are saying, but I'm just saying, yeah, I'm also speaking about our steps, no? Like our movement. Not only the grace, which is not up to us, but the movement, so that grace can come by.
Can you say something more about what you meant about the needle and the tiny spot in the hole?
Yeah. Yeah, this is just an image. You know, we have our images. So it's just an image to say like how precise it is, like how unique it is, you know. It has nothing to do with what the neighbor does, you know. Like even like the whole world like meditating, everyone will have their very, very specific way to enter this place. So this is what I mean, because it feels to me that we still try to find words or techniques or whatever, ways that would be like common for all, no? That would work for everyone, no? Like magic potion that will work for everyone, no? So this is what I feel like, no please, no potion. Like really, like only within your heart you can find this, your specific person. Yeah. So this is like, and so fine, like so, you know. Yeah.
I've often thought of spirituality as being something that requires discipline. And, or, so there's been that aspect, and then the other times when I've really experienced spirit in my life, it's been
through art or music or dance, really beautiful things, nature.
Yeah.
And same here, for sure. But like in the day-to-day life when sometimes those experiences aren't available, what do you do when there isn't, when the honey's not there, I don't know, and that's where the discipline in my mind is coming in. It's like, okay, well, it's not there, but maybe tomorrow, so go practice. Just the same, right?
I understand this, and like somewhere in the beginning it feels wise to not listen to your heart because it could feel very tricky, your heart, So we make a rule, Like no matter what, 7 o'clock, I'll sit in this cushion, And like at the beginning that is somehow like this could be wise, Because then you make yourself sit there and then you find this is helpful, actually, So in that sense, that is good. But having said that, it feels like necessary to move from this rule into something else. Because this rule, you can manage to hold it. It's like a wild horse, You can manage to hold it certain amount of time, After that, the hands will open. It will be painful, You are strong, so maybe you last like 5 years holding horse. I'm not that strong, maybe like 2 months. But in either case, So of course, like we can have this, in the beginning to, a little bit, But at the same time, like finding something else that will right us, that will bring us some other place. Will not be by duty or by rule, but by joy, we can say, or by the love of it. And again, like, this may come and go, Especially in the beginning. And beginning could mean like 20 years. Like, let's not put time on that. It means like, whatever it means, it doesn't matter, But slowly, slowly, like finding some other place, in which like we feel this pull towards that, not by mind pressure, but by the willingness of the heart, So that's like. Yeah, discipline, yeah. But you see, this is challenging, in the sense that this means like to trust ourselves, or to treat ourselves as adults, And that is tricky, You see, like when someone had been drinking too much in their life, I see, and not always, but many times, you want little wine, I don't drink. Not everyone, same case, but many times have been too much drinking before, And there is a rule. And okay, if that saves you, in wonderful, And yet, like, it comes, like, out of, like, not trusting myself. I know, and could be wise, like, if I taste this, I will want more, So I know myself in that situation, so it's wise not to get, But slowly, slowly moving into, like, more wider place.
Make the heart open easily, and so also had this question, and also about what is the part of doing that is inside, that is not bound to this condition.
What is the part of doing that is not bound?
Of cultivating this honey,
yeah,
from inside when the outside is not so blissful.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes time. The beginning is like walking in the dark. When you turn off light, you don't see anything. No? It's impossible to find, you know, my torch, which is not on. No, it seems totally impossible. And if you wait for a while, slowly, slowly, you start to see things, no? And then after a while, it seems impossible that I couldn't see anything before, no? And only 5 minutes ago, no? So somehow it's mysterious. And yet, like, by following this call to find out, like, you will have enough energy to find time in your life to find out, no? So if you are true to this discomfort of, like, something is missing in this picture that I learned about the world and everything, if you are true to that and don't throw this question away, like, just keep with this question, that will put you in a situation where you will want to find time to find out. And slowly, slowly, like, your inner voice, like, will be like this bird, no? Like, slowly, slowly, your inner voice will be like first little whisper, and slowly, slowly will gain kind of strength, no? Like, oh, that makes sense. Oh, you know, there is something I can call home in this experience. That makes sense to me, you know. Doesn't need to make sense to anyone else, no? If we have to please everyone, we will be lost. But to me. And then we find a way, you know. And this takes us to something else, no? You know, we find a poster that says, come to one day yoga, no? We go. And then somewhere, someone there says, like, there is a retreat going on there. Okay, I go. Someone says, I'm going to India. Come. Like this, no? But only because keeping this questioning alive, you can go to the yoga session and then to the meditation retreat, you know, or whatever, no?
About that point of precision, and it feels like I touch this side of a bridge, and everything, well, maybe not, so much of me wants to go fully through that bridge.
Yeah.
And when I touch it to small thing, the most beautiful thing. And then feeling of out of control, completely, very, very out of control. And so then just,
yeah,
like, because and Gemma, I know that I have to keep going. But I wonder, I just wonder if there's anything else that I can do to help mm-hmm. not feel so out of control. It happens so many times, you know, and again and again and again and again for so long. I just wonder if there's anything else that you could do, maybe be doing.
Yeah, because it's this. Thing that happens, no? If very naturally, like if we have a taste of that, taste of this, no? That most beautiful thing, then we want the whole cake, no? And this is wise. I mean, this is there, no? More than wise, like this is natural, you know, to want that, to want that by experience, no? If you taste this, you want to live there, no? Not only eat, but you want to live there, no? But also, tricky thing is, the moment there is a taste of that, two things happen, like one is, the whole system freaks out. Freaks out. Because the whole system had been built denying this possibility. Or making sure that you will never fall there. Like somehow education is like best way, like so far, to make sure that we don't have access to this place, no? Somehow it happens. There are some great schools, but it seems the more normal is to make sure that you don't fall this place. No? So when you see a little bit of this other side of the bridge, like the whole system freaks out, like big danger, no? Careful. We are in danger, crocodiles, we cannot fall there, no? So it's contraction. And at the same time, something in us knows this is the only thing I want. I'll give my life, I give everything, but I want that. No? So, but if then, like, when this happens, it feels like there is time, like, a lot of time somehow needed, so that we can relax again. Because even though to see this other side of the bridge, we can say, is the most beautiful thing to see, many times it shoots against us. Because then we want that. So then, the moment we are out of the experience goes into our head, and then head says, I want that. Then the next 5, 10, 20 years, like, is about wanting to grasp that, you know? I'm just, like, saying. So, these two things, no? To understanding that this movement is natural, so not to go against the building up the castle again, and not also not to go against wanting that. But somehow, the gesture I feel would be like, as if we are holding on again, something, and something needs to get like really somewhere tired and let go of that. You know, this.
It doesn't feel like a tightness of holding on this time.
Yeah.
I felt that many times. It feels like there's just a habit pattern of, it's like now it doesn't have to be touching something beautiful to give birth. It could be something tiny. It could be, you know, almost any experience. Now, it's like just a habit of running away.
Yeah.
And yeah, it just feels like automatic.
Yeah. Because it's from the system, no? So the system is, we could say, despite us, there is the system. That we allowed it somehow to be, but there is the system that reacts, no? Constantly in our life. It is the system. We don't even need to press the button, like we react, no? Like it's, so that's why, like really, like if you could like forget about, if we could, which we cannot, but if we could like forget about the whole thing and find another road to get to the same place, you know, that would be a little bit like way of saying, but really like, yeah, just giving time to that, like not judging what is better, like, or if I'm running away or not, like just giving time to that. It's kind of really like is this survival instinct that is there for something, no? And had been built to save us, no? So we had been like, how old are you? Okay, me too. So we have been like 35 years, like building this survival instinct so that we would survive, logically. So somehow if we can have like, we can say this word, compassion to ourselves and not expect in 1 day, 1 month, 5 years, 10 years, like re-educate the whole castle, you know? It's like, we need to hear, like we need to see this other side, like million times we can say, no? Till we feel safe. The moment we will feel like completely safe to enter, there we will be, you know? But there is something in the system that is not safe to enter that. Because we know that means to die. So some cell doesn't want to die. I have a last word to say. Say the cell, no? So as we see, like we time again and again, again and again, again and again, and that's why this love for the practice itself is needed, because again and again, again and again, just seeing this other side and seeing it again and seeing it again, is somehow like till every cell of the whole being says like, okay, now I had seen enough, now it is safe to dive in. And it's nothing to do with this. It's just another movement. So this takes time and just really like the love of that again and again, again and again, and who cares which side we are, just again and again. Just there is this one, very many, but in this image, it just occurred to me that there is this beautiful, amazing bridge. I mean, everywhere there are beautiful, amazing bridges, but I know this one that I'm in love with. It's Romanic, made by the Romans, however, whatever the word is. It's so beautiful. It's impossible to know how they made it, because it's so high, and it's impossible to know, no? And as child, I just spent like many hours just observing the bridge from one side of the bridge. And the light would be like so beautiful on the rocks. So just like what if we can just enjoy, like sitting there and seeing the beauty of the bridge? Just this possibility of somehow letting ourselves not to know what is the right way to push. And inviting what we could say like a sense of pleasure to come in. Like you were saying, the discipline, but also you were saying like how much in daily life, like other than doing art or dancing, you know. So exactly this, you know, if art, dancing is what brings you this ticklish within, ticklish feeling within. Like, I would say that this feeling is closer to what I'm speaking about than the forceful way of sitting. So you can also dance, you know, or bring in, like, in meditation, like, consider, you can say, inviting this pleasurable feeling more often, inviting this instead of what we agree many times that is what we should do, which is like inviting the pushy guy, like the one who knows like exactly how it needs to be pushed to get rid of or to get there. So if possible to invite more this like more similar to like sensual pleasure, we can say, than force. So if we just be quiet for a couple of minutes.